This Shabbos is called Shabbos Nachmu, the Shabbos of consolation. The Torah begins, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. Comfort, comfort my people, says Hashem. There's a famous Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, Ilimalu Meshamer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis. If only the Jewish people would observe two Shabbosis, Miyad Negalim. They would immediately be redeemed. Why would keeping two Shabbosim bring redemption? What's the significance of two Shabbosim? And is it possible that we have not throughout all of Jewish history kept two consecutive Shabbosim correctly? So Rav Mendel of Vitebsk explains that the Gemara doesn't mean just any two random Shabbosim. The Gemara is referring to two specific Shabbosim, Shabbos Chazoin and Shabbos Nachmo. If we would observe these two, then Mashiach would come. We just completed the first half of this dynamic duo. We mourned and grieved and internalized the loss, the void, the tragedy. We even heard and watched interpretations of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and how it impacts us today in many profound ways. But now it's time to transition to Nachama and turn Kinois into Tikkun. And the question is, where can we find that Nachama? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We still don't have Mashiach. How can we find comfort and consolation while we are still in Galus? We are still struggling with our personal challenges, whether it's panasa, health, shalom bayis, raising our children, shidduchim. So where's the nechama? So why all the joy and excitement? Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, nechama is never about getting something back that we lost. When we are menachem avol someone, the goal is not to replace that person. If we could have done that, then the mourner would not need to be comforted. So what is that elusive nechama that the Navi is referring to? And can we tap into it and finally achieve redemption? So I once heard a beautiful explanation. It's in the ancient mystical writings of Perek Shira. Perek Shira lists 84 elements of the natural world. The earth, the heavens, luminaries, bodies of water, animals, all different species. And they all sing Hashem's praises. They form this harmonious melody, Hashem's symphony. In it, we find Ritzifi Omer. This bird called Ritzifi says, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami. This mantra being sung by the Ritzifi is quite enigmatic and cryptic. What exactly is he saying? And where from this bird did Chazal deduce that we can find Nachama? So what's the Ritzifi's message? The Sefer Knafra Nanam, a commentary on Perek Shira, has a fascinating explanation. He says, this bird Ritzifi lives in the north in extremely cold climates. And unlike other birds that reside there, they don't migrate to the south. They don't want to miss out on the beginning of the new blossoming and the flourishing spring season. So how do they survive the brutal cold winter? So he says something incredible. These birds form a tight circle and each bird puts its head underneath their fellow bird's feathers. And that's how they stay warm all winter long. They survive by connecting with other Ritzifi birds, by receiving shelter and providing shelter. They say, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. We find comfort in the warm embrace of each other. And this is the lesson of Shabbos Nachmu. If we want to transition from the dark and distressing days of Chazoin, days of hardships and struggles, into a life of Nachmu, days of comfort and consolation, if we want to know the secret how we can survive the 2,000-year-old cold winter, cold galus, the challenges of assimilation, annihilation, and personal struggles, all we have to do is follow the example of the Ritzifi. And what does the Ritzifi say? Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. I will be consoled and comforted by Ami, my fellow birds. The fact that I know that I'm providing shelter and finding shelter within my friends and my close-knit community, that's my greatest consolation. Yesterday, we were grieving and lamenting the fact that we were Eicha Yoshva Bodot. We felt alone and isolated in our hardships and misery. However, Shabbos Nachmu represents the positive Bada. We are Hein Am Levada Dishkan. We are isolated and distinguishable collectively from the negativity of the other nations of the world. When we are together in unity and harmony and helping and caring about each other, we feel blissful and oblivious from their adverse and harmful influences. So if we understand the transition and transformation that these two Shabbosim represent, then although we might not have recovered what we have lost, but our nechama is that we have Ami. We are confident in knowing that we are not in it all alone. And that's the power of the Jewish people, the power of our communities. When we hear about one of our brethren struggling or battling an illness, We rally around them. We have dozens of organizations that are set up to help any person out of their predicament. We might not always be able to provide them with their ultimate salvation, but they are comforted by the fact that they don't have to do it all alone. There's always a listening ear or a warm shoulder to comfort them. And that's their greatest consolation, their greatest nechama. When we be zoiche to our ultimate Yeshua with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.